If you would like to email us unsolicited advice or help out with our registry, head on over to babyjurymore.com.
No, I wanted you to keep doing whatever you were doing. This is a natural, like people are just coming into our lives, so we have to be acting normal.
Well, let me have a normal adult conversation with
this is how much better of a podcaster
husband.
I've become since season one and season two.
Yeah.
You know, I'm now like, oh no, you have to create a vibe. So people are like, oh great, I'm with my friends again.
Yeah, I don't know shit about podcasts. No. I just hear you yell upstairs.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes yelling with friends.
Tracks. Welcome back. Do you want to do the intro?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Jurymore podcast, the podcast where we're having a baby.
We are. And we've had some updates since the last. We have seen the little bean not once, but twice.
Three times. This is the third time.
Well, no.
Because we did weeks. We did it at 8 weeks, and now we're at 10 weeks.
Sure. I was trying to think of when the last show we did. So since the last time they've heard us.
Yes. And it was quite the adventure.
This was a different way of doing it.
Yeah. So normally for all the dudes that don't see a gynecologist and know the struggle.
Yep.
You know, you every time you go, you're taking your pants off. There's a nurse there with a magic wand with some KY jelly.
Yep.
That's just sticking it up in you. Right up in there. Like checking things out. So I always make a point when I go to wear a dress or a skirt or something.
So you're not taking off True Religion jeans before you get up in the stirrups.
Yeah, like I just like take off my underwear, throw it in my purse, and then like.
Good to go.
And.
Which I would assume is standard practice with women in gynecology appointments.
Yeah.
A lot of skirts.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
And this was a different appointment, I guess, on two fronts. One being, it was an appointment with one of the nurses and not my regular doctor, just because I was there for, some blood work, the NIPT testing.
We'll get to that.
And just to get more updates on imaging so they can, you know, check it out, make sure it's still there, make sure there's still a heartbeat, that sort of thing. And so I'm ready for this nurse to leave the room for me to just rip my pants off. She's like, well, I'm going to give you a blanket here. So you just like lift up your dress and you just scan your belly. I'm like, what? At 10 weeks? Like, and she's like, yeah, I mean, it's there, but it's barely. I'm like, oh, okay. And so just threw a drape over me, pulled my dress up, slapped some KY jelly on my tummy. And that was that.
It was the first time that we saw via the tummy.
Via the tummy, yeah.
The little wiggly bean.
It would not hold still.
It wouldn't.
Which we already know.
Well, I mean, it had no shot with our DNA.
Yeah.
This is going to be a spastic child.
We're doomed.
How crazy were you when you were a kid?
I don't think I was that crazy. You should ask my dad this.
Yeah.
But, you know, later, because he doesn't know yet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You can call dad in after this is public, or mom.
Cause I was definitely the kid that needed to get yelled at because I was being a little too wild.
I was always like a goody two shoe kid.
Yeah.
I was pretty well.
So maybe we have a chance because if we were both class clowns, then
we're fucked. Yeah. So you're telling me this
kid's going to get an ADHD script out of the womb.
Yeah. But yeah, it was moving around. They had a hard time getting the heartbeat because it was just doing like 360s in there and back handsprings. So
it was,
which I will say, and this surprised me. And I don't know if we talked about this last time at the last scan, but like it was moving a little bit in the last scan. It's like, oh, didn't realize it was
a little wiggly guy,
a little wiggling thing. And this time, boy,
even more.
So I guess we got
a strong heartbeat.
Yeah.
We've had a strong heartbeat through all of our scans, which is good, but it brings us to the big reason why we were there, which is to get the blood draw.
Yes. And that is for the NIPT testing.
Which, explain to those who are unaware, certainly not your husband, about what that is exactly.
So the NIPT testing does a couple of things. One of which is lets you know if there's any, particularly, I think it's the trisomy kind of like chromosomal stuff. So it lets you know, hey, are there potential risks for like those trisomy illnesses or like Down syndrome or something like that? But it also lets you know the gender. So those are kind of the main things. And this is kind of first big mile marker for like, you know, is shit going okay, basically. And then we also, because I asked for it, I got tested for my cortisol hormones because for whatever reason, I have no anxiety.
Let's get to that before we get into the gender.
Okay.
Because this has been probably the most fascinating personal element of this process. That you, how would you describe your anxiety in general throughout your life?
Consistent. Like
consistent would be the most mild way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a very anxious person.
Yes.
In that, we also often refer to it as spiraling. Like I will have a thought, like to use Twitch as an example right now. Like typically I'll be like, oh, Twitch is doing layoffs. What if I get laid off? If I get laid off, I won't be able to find a job. If I don't find a job, I'll be poor. If we're poor, we'll lose the house. And if we lose the house, we'll live in a cardboard box in the streets.
This is how I come back.
In a split second. Like I have all of those thoughts.
I come back from recording and Ashley's digging holes in the backyard. And I'm like, wait, for what? And he's like, well, where else are we going to bury the money?
Yeah.
That's a metaphor, but
don't go digging holes in our backyard.
But please. Certainly it is not beyond the thought process, which escalates and escalates and escalates.
And the boon in me being pregnant, which for whatever reason, man, humble brag, but like, I'm really lucky with how it's going compared to lots of other women I know. Cause I haven't had the morning sickness. Most women I know get more emotional because your cortisol levels tend to rise during pregnancy. And I have entirely lost my adrenaline response and like my fight or flight kind of response. So I'll have an anxious thought. I'll be like,
we're going to be late to this appointment.
We're
going
to be
morning.
Late to this appointment. And I'm just kind of getting angry because I don't like to be late. But normally I would start to feel that adrenaline pumping and like just get really anxious. But even when we were running late, like
we were on the edge.
We were after 9 a.m. We were late. we weren't 10 minutes before, we were late. But I didn't feel the adrenaline at all. I was just seething because we were running late.
Yeah. But you have been concerned about this.
I wasn't concerned
really
about it
big,
initially.
This is the big thing for me. Cause for me, I've known you to be an anxious person. We've worked a lot in our relationship. I don't think there's anything that we've worked on more than managing and getting the best out of your anxiety. I think you've made insane strides. And yet now that it is almost completely gone.
Yeah.
The initial thought you have is we need to fix it. I need my anxiety back.
Well, it's not that I need it back, but it's kind of a recognition of like, huh, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I actually viewed it as a boon. Is that still recording, by the way? I don't see the thing moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going.
It was kind of a boon in that, I felt really good about this. Like, wow, I'm hitting the lottery and getting, you know, God's best pregnancy. I'm God's favorite child right now.
Yeah.
But then I was talking to, so I have a corporate coach lady I've been working with for a long time. And I kind of mentioned it to her and she kind of like paused and she's like, well, I'm not saying this is anything, but you should talk to your doctor about it. Cause like her husband had some issue where he had similar early symptoms of like his cortisol dropping, and his anxiety, they didn't know that's what it was at the time, and his anxiety and everything going away. And then he had some more serious medical problems cause it went on for a long time.
Yeah.
And so she's like, it's probably not anything, but like, you should.
This is the thing that happened to her husband.
Yes.
Yes.
Now he ended up having Addison's disease, and I don't think
you have Addison's disease.
But it was like, huh, that's strange.
You'd be like JFK.
I could be. Mm-hmm.
You could bang Marilyn Monroe.
Oh my God. I could.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not now, but
I mean,
maybe with AI.
Not with that attitude.
Maybe with AI. AI and the Apple Vision Pro. So yeah, I looked into it a little bit, and first I was like, okay, so what happens with cortisol during pregnancy? It goes up. And then I tried to hit in my secret Reddit account, like the pregnancy Reddits, and like initially like could not find anything at all. I tried searching it. I asked a question. Nobody responded. Did a little bit of Googling, and there is, although rare, there is like a thing where like there can be a cortisol drop in pregnancy and can actually lead to like really severe consequences for mother and baby, including things like coma. One of the lighter ones is coma.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, okay, huh, that's interesting. Well, not worried about it. Probably not a thing, but I'll ask my doctor to check my levels. Yeah. And she's not worried about it. It's probably fine. She had no problem with ordering it for me just to make sure I'm getting peace of mind. Yep. And I assume it's going to come back normal.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little low, but like,
but I'm it's not cortisol. There are other elements that might be going into the fact that you have a lack of anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's all my other hormones are so much higher and that's just like in the background. But so I got that done and it's kind of just like, I'm oddly chill about it. Where normally if I had anxiety pumping through me, I'd be freaking out and think that I'm dead tomorrow.
Can I offer another theory?
No. Go on.
You have had a lot of anxiety about being pregnant and having a baby since I've met you. Mm-hmm. So what if...
Are you blaming our child?
No, the elimination, because regardless of it, you've made a decision to get pregnant. And so now that has at least resolved the ongoing questions that you had in your brain. Maybe just the elimination of those cycles of your brain computer have just resulted in less anxiety overall.
No. look, I think there's a better argument that I've had and I don't want to get into it on this podcast, but a very stressful last year with Twitch.
Yep. That's resolved.
That's now also resolved.
Yeah. So there's just been a lot of ongoing debt accruing.
Yeah.
Anxiety elements of your life that have been removed.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say like the more serious baby conversation has been more recent as of the last year. So I don't think that in itself
No. I would say regardless, it's something that's been around for a while and now there's an answer. So at least in my opinion, most anxiety that gets spun up forever are just questions that you haven't answered yet. And sometimes you never want to answer them sometimes, blah, blah, blah. Right. But you know, now you have an answer and it's a little wiggly beam.
It is a little wiggly beam. It makes me pee so much.
Although that's supposed to stop, right? Didn't we read in the app?
I don't buy it. I don't buy it because this
you don't trust the experts.
This silly goose is going to keep getting bigger and start kicking my bladder. Mm-mm. I don't trust the science anymore, man.
Oh,
I'm still waking up like clockwork at like 3 a.m. every day for my late night pee. I will be dead asleep having a dream. And then in the dream, there will be something about peeing. And then I'm like, oh, shit. And then I wake up and I stumble my way over.
I know for a fact that fetus is going to be a kicker. It's going to be Lionel Messi level kicking. Chuck Norris kicking.
I don't like this.
I mean, come on. You see how wiggly it is.
Maybe it'll chill out.
Mm. Me and you. Me and you made a baby. It's going to chill out.
No,
for real.
Probably probably not going to chill out after I almost killed it today.
Okay, let's talk about that and then we'll get into the gender thing.
So I've been trying to like expand my horizons in the world of non-alcoholic beverages and fake cocktails, which I kind of do every year because of Dry January. Yeah. And there's just a lot more on the market then.
And also we've both been very since the new year into not only with Dry January, but I've been doing hop water since last Dry January. And so this Dry January was a chance to try a bunch of other stuff. So we've been very big consumers. Mm-hmm. Here's how big we are at buying non-alcoholic beverages. We went to a corner store and they had a, it was a hipster corner store and they had an end cap of non-alcoholic beverages. And we were thrilled. We were very excited.
We just bought a bunch of random
ones. We just randomly were like, ooh, look. So you've been trying.
I've been trying. And so, there's this wine lady that I follow on TikTok.
Yeah.
Who has talked a lot about how, oh yeah, like wine is really struggling because like younger kids are drinking less. And so she got some like non-alcoholic wine / cocktail substitutes to try. And one of them was one that I bought called, I think it's Dasol. Turns out it's like Katy Perry's thing. And I'm like, and she had a mixed pack and she only liked like two of them.
Yeah.
And I thought I got the two that she liked. Did not. After tasting the first one.
Yeah.
So I take a small swig of the first one, which tasted like medicine to me that I made you taste.
It was very
awful.
Like a Dimetapp molasses.
And it was like called champagne something or another. It was not good.
No.
So I dumped that out and then I poured the second one, which was a little bitter and I like bitter in drinks. So that's fine. But like was more like jammy fruity, but I don't think you liked that one really either. And then I'm holding the can and I'm looking at it and it's like, consult your doctor if pregnant or breastfeeding before
drinking
this. I'm like, huh, that's weird. And so then I started Googling and turns out like I know things like juniper and stuff are like bad and like risky for pregnancy, but in like trace amounts, it's like,
yeah,
you know, I even asked my doctor on like the list of things that she gave me, like, hey, I cook with parsley. I have these other things. Like, how much do I really need to worry about this? She's like, oh, in moderation. But this specific ingredient, like, it's not asafoetida. It's some starts with an A, big long word.
Yeah,
that's in all of the drinks, is known to potentially cause miscarriage.
Wow.
And so I initially came across in this woman talking about a Reddit post because she was like drinking them all the time and ended up miscarrying.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I was like, oh shit. Like I had like maybe at best two swigs of this.
I think you're fine.
Should be fine.
Yeah.
Oddly, I'm not stressed about it. Imagine that.
Yeah.
But I was so mad because one, I'm willing to spend money to try yuppie stuff and I couldn't find the multi-pack. So I got like 2 4 packs. So it ended up being $40 for like 8 cans of things.
Oof.
Or like $18 for each. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I pay $5 for a mocktail or more at a bar. Like whatever, I'm paying on the upper end, but I was so pissed as soon as I realized I can't drink any of this. Yeah. Like even the ones I kind of like. And so now we got to try and offer it.
We're having a Super Bowl party.
At the Taylor, Travis Kelce kiss party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was an initial moment of like, huh, well, I guess I should maybe drink a little extra water for the next hour just to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. So that was a little surprise
that's bullshit.
Today.
That's some bullshit. Like,
because you're not going to be like, this could cause miscarriage on the product. Like,
no,
obviously.
No, because otherwise, you know, Biden be pumping it. Mm-hmm. He'd have like a use code Joe at checkout. No joke.
No row. Use code Joe.
Exactly. No, bro. Use Joe. So let's get to the main event here.
Mm-hmm.
Gender. We are T-minus 5 to 7 business days.
7 to 10.
Seven to 10 business
days.
That's
what they said. They initially told me 7, so I was mad when they said 10 today.
Knowing the gender of the baby, we are going to find out what the gender is with this test.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts. How did we come to that decision? No gender reveal?
Well, we definitely talked quite a bit about not doing a gender reveal. And the reason that I had for it is I don't want people sending us random shit. Because if they find out it's a girl. You mean, all right,
before we get into the decision to say it publicly, I was referring to gender reveal as a party. You didn't want a gender reveal
party. Oh,
no, that's
stupid. I don't want that. That's dumb. Who cares?
It's another way for people to give us shit.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we should.
It's a party where people...
When we announce this on the podcast, come...
I mean, really, because like, it is the gender reveal is a way to extend the baby shower into a two-party situation, right? One at the beginning, like, you know, early first, second trimester, and then one later... in like third trimester, because you can't do a baby shower unless, you know, the lady is pregnant as hell. You're basically a prop at that point.
I mean, I don't, I'm not a big fan of gender reveals because they just feel weird and gross to me, like in a way. I think the reason they feel weird and gross is a very common trope in gender reveals is if it's a girl, the dad's like being mad or upset.
Those are the ones that certainly go viral.
Those are the ones that go viral. But, I don't know. We can talk more about that if you want to do it, but
I don't.
Okay.
Good. No. Good. I just wanted to talk about it and explain that we were not either A, because the reason why you don't want to hear are two reasons. Number one, you want to have a gender reveal party and they offered to us, hey, if you want us to call a friend, we will tell them so they can plan your party.
Put it in an envelope, whatever.
Or you don't want to know until delivery. So you are not, cognizant of it. I don't think either of us were really attracted to either one of those two options.
No, I want to know the gender as soon as possible. So I have more time to workshop the name.
Good call.
Like, so the second that I can know, I want to know.
And you were into locking in a name early. Like, do we want to like just like lock it in immediately, or are we keeping like two or three strong ones?
I assume we're going to have two or three strong ones, but
we meet the bean and then we're like, well, that's obviously a meh.
I don't know that because I'm just such a planner. I don't know that I'll want to meet the bean and then be like, well, which one of these three names?
I'm with you.
Because then I feel like I will be way too indecisive. Also, and my anxiety will come back as soon as I pop that child out. And then I'll just be panicking about how I've ruined their life for naming them tomato.
Like, they don't get a choice. So why are we even pretending like they have any agency in this?
I know.
Maybe this is telling of the kind of parent I'll be, but it's like, look, there are some things for which are very much the decision of the child. There are other things that are not. Let's keep a wall between the two and let's start the precedent early. You were named Farts McGillicuddy months before you became a person.
Yeah. Well, I do want to lock in the name before
I'm
labor.
I'm of that mind too. I think we should,
I figure we'll have a couple three names, and then in the month before, we'll probably be like, okay.
I'm willing to lock it in tonight.
No. Because we don't know the gender.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so to gender. Let's get into the question, because you mentioned all these gender reveals, the dads.
Yeah.
Find out they're going to have a girl, and now they're mad. Where are you at? Do you have a preference? You're hoping, you're wishing, you're thinking, you're walking down the possible futures, thinking about the first encounters with either a son or a daughter?
I'm not really. Like, I am really indifferent either way, to be honest with you. Because for me, it's like, healthy baby. That's it. Ideally one without anxiety, because we've already got to deal with me.
Well, yeah. We'll get into the cosmic makeup of the child in a second. Let's just talk about the gender. Now, this is a very interesting situation because I never grew up with girls and you never grew up with guys. You have two sisters. I have one brother. So either of us really knows what it's like to be around a young version of the other gender and like see them every single day.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because when I think of my wider family, like if I think of on my mom's side of the family and the kids there.
Yeah.
You know, just to my parents' generation of kids, they were all girls except for one boy.
Yeah.
And then on my dad's side, there was a girl and a boy aside from us three girls. So we're very girl heavy.
Yeah.
On our side of the family. And your side of the family, like when you think about your parents and,
oh, boys. It's a real coin toss.
Yeah,
me and my brother, and then on my two cousins on the Anzalone side, two boys. And then on the young side, it was two boys and a girl from my aunt.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're definitely more boy heavy on the young Anzalone side.
Yeah. We had all the girl power in the 90s and the aughts. So,
yeah.
yeah, I, uh, I, I just don't really have a preference.
You don't.
I don't. Like, I mean, I think of
annoying things on either side of the gender spectrum. What would be an annoying?
I
think I said
this last episode, but like, I don't want a boy because I don't want pee on the floor, and I don't want a girl because I don't want to deal with periods.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the boys get a certain age, it's not just pee.
Well, you're dealing with that.
It's not just
pee. I refuse to deal with that. But I will make them clean up their own pee.
I have to get a spackle scraper.
I will make them clean up their own pee from a young age. I'm not even joking. Like if we have a boy.
No. I'm with that. My mom made us fucking clean up our own pee. Till this day, because we had it drilled in us, we had bathroom chores drilled into us. To this day, if I'm at like a restaurant or a bar and I have to pee in a stall and the thing is up, the seat is up, I will go out of my way, like I work there, pull out a bunch of tissue paper and I will clean the toilet. Yeah. At a random bar. You're welcome.
I hope you wash
your
hands.
You're welcome.
For at least 20 seconds.
Of course
seconds.
I wash 20, my hands 20 afterward.
Second, 20, at least 20 seconds?
A big, yeah, of course. Okay. Big, deep clean.
But do you
pee? I'm not unhygienic. I'm nice.
Do you pee first and then wipe? Oh, okay, yeah. Just Jesus. Making sure. Yeah, I don't know how you pee.
No. It's on the way out. It's on the way out.
All right.
I'm trying to chip into the common good.
If we had a boy, what if I indoctrinated them into the German way? The Sitzpinkler.
No. And it's an American, and even worse, it's a Texan. So, like, no, that's
second generation Texan.
We figured that out. Yeah. Yeah, this kid would be a second generation Texan.
Yeah. Oh, how funny! But
so no. What about on the girl side? Which would you would know more because you would model your own childhood on it? No annoying elements of girl stuff pre period.
I mean, I think there's just the element of like obviously we're in a very gendered world where dolls, trucks, right? Like very kind of like binary stuff that's like pushed toward children. But like, I really, like if I wound up with a girl, I would really want to push hard getting like the engineering toys, yeah. The stuff that like yeah. often isn't sold to girls, like that sort of thing. So like just making sure it's like, yeah, have your Elsa doll or whatever, but like, want to make sure like the kid doesn't feel limited and locked in
yeah.
to those things. And likewise for the boys too. Right. But
I think a girl would have a lot of really, really, really amazing role models.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot of very, very strong women. I don't think that if the girl is a female, she will be a shrinking violet, nor will she be expected to be a shrinking violet by either her mother or her grandmother for sure.
I have to keep her off the podcast.
Oh no. Like that's the problem is that if it's a girl, it's going to be, it's going to be extra.
Yeah. Well, we'll cross that bridge in 7 to 10 business days, but
that's true.
But yeah,
I think it's a boy.
See, I think it's a girl.
Do you think it's a girl? So that's our predictions.
Yeah.
And
we have no good evidence
for
either.
I think
it's
a boy. No, we have no evidence. Well, do we want to lay out the old wives report?
I mean, sure. Go for
it. This is just what we've heard. I mean, because this is also our diary of our experiences. Yeah. We should remember this moment in time. So I talked, the only person in my family that I've talked to, sorry, mom, you're finding this out. It was for the content. Trust me. The video was great. The video that we shot of you freaking out about the reveal, it was great. We haven't done it yet. I already know it's great. That's why we're keeping this a secret. The person that I've talked to is my brother. And he was asking about, as an observer of a pregnant woman twice, he was asking about your experience. And when we told him that you had not had morning sickness, he immediately went to the most prescient evidence that he has, which is that his wife got pregnant twice, once, no morning sickness, another time with the girl, a lot of morning sickness. Now, the conflicting part of that is that we just found out as we record this that my high school friend, mm-hmm. Anthony Caruso, is now pregnant. Him and his wife are pregnant. And she is definitely having a girl. They've already had the gender revealed. And she has also had no morning sickness. So we don't know.
And when we talked to the nurse today about the old wives' tale stuff, she was like, yeah, every pregnancy is different.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't tell if you get pregnant again.
It'll be
same
totally
gender or not,
different.
It'll be totally different. Yeah. Doesn't matter. So, yeah. You know, interesting. I have no evidence to say that it's a girl.
Yeah.
But I had also always understood that no morning sickness meant girl. So, like,
that's what you had thought.
That's
before.
What I had thought, yeah, before you had gone down the rabbit hole. Maybe that's just not as common as I've thought, or maybe I talked to somebody in the past and that was the case.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I don't know. Yeah, we're just going on
the
vibes.
The old wives' tale is that it is carrying a boy that you don't have morning sickness. And there is like some level of like statistical relevancy to it, but it's not in any way like a for sure thing.
It's only for like extreme cases. It starts with a G. There's like a very specific, like super extreme morning sickness
that only happens with girls.
Not like, only happens with girls, but is statistically more likely.
More likely. Gotcha. Yeah.
So, who knows? Nobody knows.
No one knows.
We
will know.
We will know
in 7 to 10 days.
7 to 10 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how I'm going to tell you because they're going to call me.
Yeah.
Not you.
Well, I know.
Maybe I'll keep the secret.
I know how it is.
Maybe I'll keep the secret forever.
Well, no. If it's a girl, the text is going to be, I was right.
Yeah.
And if it's a boy, you'll be like, oh, they haven't called yet.
Yeah. Neener, neener, neener.
Got you.
But yeah, so we've talked about initially like not revealing the gender to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And reconsidering that now, but like,
which is why we're doing this episode.
Which is why we're doing this episode before we know what it is.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Like, I know we're not going to be able to stop people from sending us random shit. That's going to happen.
In fact, we want them to send shit on our registry.
On the registry. If you'd like to send stuff, please look at the registry. I just
don't
want
to
be
very much
like,
excited for anybody who does it.
Yes. Especially because baby shit, man, you need a lot of it. Did you know that?
We would love, look, it takes a village. It takes a diamond club to raise a child.
Oh
so we want to underline again, before and after anything, thank you for sending us stuff. And we would very much appreciate if you sent us stuff.
Indeed. And in lieu of stuff, if you could help me find a new job.
With that being said,
I don't want to be sent $1 million or 1 million trucks because of like, people tend to, when they know if it's a girl or a boy, you start getting a lot of pink or a lot of blue.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fine, but I don't want like my kid to be in this monochrome only trucks, only dolls world. Yeah. So, I'm sure we'll probably wind up with some of it if we announce, but like, yeah, I'm gonna push everyone to the registry who wants to buy shit.
Absolutely. But that was that the only reason why you didn't want to reveal? That was it.
Literally the only
reason. There was
reason.
No other.
No, that was the main factor.
But now that we've told everybody, it is safe to say that we will.
That is a girl.
In the next episode. In the next episode.
Oh, are we going to? Are we going to tell?
Well, I mean, I would assume that the next.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless we're going to do another one between now and 7 to 10 days from now.
Yeah. Oh, no, we won't do another one between now and then.
So the next episode,
maybe
there will
we'll
be
tell
an answer.
You.
Oh, you think, oh, just keep it from the podcast audience.
I think the question is like,
well, no,
if
because
we do, if we are like, we want to surprise people.
Well, no,
like,
but by the time that this comes out, we will have already announced it.
Well, yeah. No, so, we'll have announced the baby.
Oh, you think,
that's what I'm asking. Like, do we want to hold it
for the show?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't drop the podcast till after we.
Yeah, but that would mean that we would have to not refer to it. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, we got to figure out the logistics of announcement and making your mother faint on camera and Brian shit his pants.
That's a good, yeah. Those are the two people that we were mostly trying to prank by getting pregnant.
Yeah.
This is an elaborate prank.
Do it for the pod.
All right. I think that wraps it up for tonight.
Dinner's arriving soon.
Okay.
Any last words?
No. Do we have an outro?
Peace. No.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program. Dog and Pony Show Audio.